If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for news. Or no.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Oh, man. This one hurts.
Kind of does.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home.
Okay.
Seems to be, you could have
this happened a few hours ago, right? Does anybody have any details on this?
Yes.
At all?
Oh, Aaron does. Yes.
Do you? Okay.
Of course. Because news or nope.
Okay. Sorry. Do we need this thing?
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. A few hours ago, it was shared that Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, has passed away at age 76. Man, he was not as old as I thought he was. His body went through some crazy stuff.
A lot of city miles on that dude.
Yeah. Kind of surprised he made it that far, actually.
Do you think there's much to discuss here? I know he went by Prince of Darkness, but it feels weird to call him that now. I don't know.
If it was self-proclaimed, he's probably okay with it.
All right. Is anybody weird about the timing?
It's crazy timing. What do you mean?
Like, he just played his farewell concert, and then, and I'm not trying to be weird, but like, is it one of those things where he just put it all on the line and then his body just gave up? Or there have always been rumors of he and Sharon having
the assisted suicide pact.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, did that happen?
It did not.
We know that for a fact.
Yes.
Because he's not in a country where that's legal.
That was supposed to be like in Switzerland, I think.
Okay.
And he passed in London.
Okay. But he probably also had access to things that could get him there.
I don't know.
Kind of what I...
Kelly had, like, last week after the show, was like, my mom said that once to get attention. It was not real. They did not have a pact.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm.
I wonder about the timing because it feels like who's next? Because we had Malcolm Jamal yesterday. Now we
have
Ozzy.
Thumbs and threes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the first thing I thought. It was like, wow, that's two.
I thought that too.
Does it have to be? I always thought the threes were kind of related a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you have
a golden girl and then somebody also from that era. It's like, it's weird to have a 54-year-old than a 76-year-old. Like,
I always thought it was just kind of celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay, just celebrities
three,
in general.
But, I mean, I don't want to put that out there, but...
You already did.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have any other details of his passing? Or
they didn't say cause or...
I'm assuming Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And he was at home, they said? Or did they not even say that?
They just
announced his passing.
Yeah, in London, he was surrounded by his family.
Sad. Go ahead, Pat.
Good evening.
Mine should not follow that, is all I'll say.
We're all like awkward now because I mean, like, some celebrity deaths just hit harder. He, like, by the way, can we go back to Ozzy real quick?
Mm-hmm.
190 million. I know we said it the other day, right?
Yeah.
Was it 100? Like, way to go out, Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just raised a truck ton of money for charities.
For you as a musician, as a guitar player, how does Ozzy rank? I am, to be honest, I'm not very familiar with Ozzy, Black Sabbath, like, just period.
Ozzy has been in incredible bands. Ozzy had Randy Rhoads, who was an innovator of a guitar player. Randy Rhoads passed away in a tragic accident. And then everybody's like, he's dead. Like, Ozzy's finished. You cannot replace Randy Rhoads. Mm. And then he just went on this string mm-hmm. of like incredible Jakey Lee to, what's the big dude who's in the band? The names are escaping me. Yeah. Like, okay. Just incredible. And like songs are like, yeah.
Because I know him more from the TV show.
The Osbournes,
yeah.
I know certain generation is just only going to know him from Sharon!
Yeah. And my siblings and I loved that show.
I've been thinking about rewatching it because the clip of Sharon being like, who's the bear thief?
I've seen that one recently.
Because he's like laying in the bed and he's like, someone stole my bear. I think you're the bear thief. It's so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, Rip, way to go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A new prebiotic is coming onto the market.
What is going on? I don't know. Maybe we should just do a shorter news or no. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And I've been ahead of the curve. Oh, my God. Pepsi prebiotic.
Oh, okay. I did hear about this.
Coming out Black Friday. We'll be in major retailers by February. Healthy soda, baby. Yeah.
It's like the Olipops and the poppies of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What?
They're going after the younger generation who apparently doesn't drink soda anymore. Losers. Come on, Gen Z. We're counting on you.
What are you doing, man? So it's like a kombucha, but it tastes like Pepsi.
It's called Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Yeah.
And do you think it's going to taste like butt?
No, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Who likes Pepsi?
Well,
I mean, do you drink soda? You don't strike me as somebody.
Diet Coke? I am a basic white girl.
Okay.
Yeah. I drink Diet Coke.
You constantly have 49 ounces in your Stanley.
I drank six Stanleys yesterday of water.
Jesus H.
What? Yeah. Where's the soda? Oh, you're part of the problem. Fountain machines shed a tear all over the cutting
room. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Swifties everywhere are anticipating new Taylor Swift music. Because there appears to be a countdown happening on the Taylor Nation Instagram.
Yeah, I've been really confused by that.
Yes. So, such
you
a long
me.
Story.
We
but
have
they've
one.
Been
we each
counting
one.
Down with
which one
photos.
Of
they've been like sharing the different albums and like on this.
Homages. And they're all, the running theme is like dark and black. Week.
Text 303.
Which would be nodding to perhaps a 222 reputation.
5423 if you want me to
track,
use it.
Which she did promise would be released.
I think they're fine. We can just go.
Yeah, you guys can just go. We would love to finish this conversation.
Sorry.
So I will say people are calling it now. Within the next 48 hours, we may have a new Taylor Swift song or album announcement.
Do we think it's going to be about Trav?
No, people think it's a Reputation vault track. You actually would have heard that if you had been listening just a few minutes ago, because she announced she's not releasing Reputation, Taylor's version, but she hinted at vault
track. It
feels
useless to use it now, but it's more symbolic.
It's fine.
Yeah. Nope.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.